What is Kaizen? Consider a change you want to make in your life, like adopting healthier eating habits, saving a bit of money each month, or breaking a bad habit. You may have attempted this change before and faced setbacks. It's important to recognize that change can be challenging. Even with the best intentions, sticking to resolutions is tough, and you're not alone in this struggle. In fact, many people in the U.S. repeatedly make the same New Year's resolutions for a decade without success. However, change doesn't have to be so difficult. Robert Maurer suggests that change can be more manageable through the concept of Kaizen, which emphasizes gradual improvement through small, consistent steps. You may have encountered Kaizen in a business setting, but it applies to personal development as well. Maurer advocates this approach to his clients, including those who struggle with issues like smoking, loneliness, or overwhelming responsibilities. Kaizen is a powerful method for anyone aiming to enhance their happiness and health. It offers 6 different techniques you can incorporate into your life, and the best part is you don't need to use them all. Each technique stands alone and can be implemented immediately. Before diving into these methods, let's explore the science behind Kaizen and its effectiveness. Why are these small steps so impactful? Essentially, Kaizen serves as a clever strategy to negotiate our natural biological responses. Typically, the human brain struggles with change because sudden alterations can trigger a fight-or-flight reaction in the amygdala, a part of the brain responsible for processing threats. This response can occur whether the change is significant, like switching careers, or minor, like reducing chocolate intake. Our brains often view change as a danger. However, Kaizen minimizes this fear by promoting minor, gradual adjustments. By making small, manageable changes, you can gently bypass the amygdala's alarm signals, allowing you to adapt without feeling overwhelmed. So, how do you get started with Kaizen? Small questions, big changes. When embarking on a challenging endeavor, such as starting a major creative project, one effective strategy is to begin with a simple question. Author Michael Ondaatje exemplifies this method in his writing process. Instead of grappling with complex queries like what types of characters will appeal to readers, he focuses on a specific scene, such as a plane crash, and asks straightforward questions about it, like who is aboard the plane or what type of aircraft it is. This technique isn't limited to aspiring novelists. It can be applied to any effort to make a change. For instance, if you're looking to manage your credit card debt, consider asking yourself a small question like, "What can I do today in just 5 minutes to help reduce my debt?" If you can't find an immediate answer, that's perfectly fine. The key is to pose the question itself. While our brains may resist change, they thrive on inquiries. A simple question engages the mind, sparking creativity and ultimately leading to solutions. Just be mindful of the questions you choose, as certain inquiries can activate the brain's fight or flight response. Instead of overwhelming your brain with complex inquiries like, "How can I become healthier?" focus on simpler, manageable questions. For example, ask yourself, "What's one way I can remember to drink more water?" Once you identify a small question, make it a regular part of your routine. For instance, ask yourself this question every morning while brewing your coffee. You can also write it on a post-it note and place it in a noticeable spot, such as on your desk or the fridge. While repeatedly asking these small questions might seem trivial at first, you are actually initiating a significant transformation. Over time, you'll be reprogramming your brain and taking important steps toward meaningful change. Mind Sculpture, a brain hack for success. Mind Sculpture is a technique created by psychologist Ian Robertson that might seem unconventional but is quite straightforward. It focuses on harnessing your imagination to mentally practice for future events. A prime example is Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps, who utilized Mind Sculpture while preparing for the 2008 Beijing Olympics. He would lie in bed and visualize himself on the starting block, going through every detail of his race, every kick, breath, and stroke. By mentally rehearsing these scenarios, he felt fully prepared for any situation. When unexpected challenges, like water in his goggles, arose during the competition, he remained composed and ultimately secured another gold medal. This technique effectively tricks your brain into believing you're gaining experience, even if it's just in your mind. Additionally, it aligns well with the Kaizen philosophy, which emphasizes that small, incremental changes can lead to significant improvements over time. Consider trying a technique to ease your worries about an upcoming challenge, like giving a presentation at work. Start by closing your eyes and vividly picturing the scenario. How large is the room? How many chairs are set up, and who is seated in them? Pay attention to the details around you, the sounds, sights, and the atmosphere. Then envision yourself delivering the presentation. What are you saying, and how does your voice sound? Are you relying on note cards? Next, picture a positive reaction from the audience, imagining their smiling faces. Once you feel comfortable with this visualization, you can also explore a worst-case scenario. Perhaps someone in the audience appears uninterested and takes out their phone. Visualize how you would handle that situation effectively, focusing on how you would speak and what emotions you would feel. This technique can be applied to any situation that makes you anxious. Each day, take a moment to practice this mind sculpture exercise. Remember, like the previous activities we discussed, repetition is crucial for building confidence. Tiny steps in change. You might be curious about just how small these steps can be. Maurer emphasizes the importance of making each step as tiny as possible, especially at the beginning of a new journey. He once worked with a client named Julie, a single mother who felt overwhelmed and wanted to lose weight but lacked time for exercise. What do you think Maurer suggested to her? Did he recommend going for a jog or waking up an hour earlier to walk to work? Not at all. Instead, he advised her to start by exercising for just 1 minute a day, simply marching in front of the TV. Although it might sound silly, it was an achievable goal. Julie was willing to give this a shot, and crucially, she could maintain this routine. This small start allowed her to gradually develop her exercise habits, surprisingly leading to quicker progress. Within a few months, Julie was engaging in proper aerobic workouts, activities that would have seemed impossible had she attempted them from the start. By beginning with the tiniest step, Julie achieved significant progress, illustrating that small actions can indeed lead to substantial change. Even when progress seems slow, it's still progress, right? Slow change is often better than none at all. For instance, Maurer shared a story about a woman who struggled for a long time to reduce the sugar in her tea. She managed to cut down from 4 teaspoons to 1, but eliminating that final teaspoon proved challenging. Instead of quitting, she took a gradual approach, removing 1 grain at a time, sometimes 2 or 3. It took her an entire year to completely eliminate sugar from her tea, but she succeeded, and even years later, she still enjoys her tea sugar-free. This example highlights the importance of starting small. You can dedicate just 1 minute to a task or tackle it step by step. As you get comfortable with small changes, apply the same strategy to any challenges you face. Tackle minor issues for significant crime reduction. Instead of feeling overwhelmed by the larger issues, it's often more effective to focus on smaller challenges first. This strategy was implemented by William Bratton during his time as the police commissioner of New York City, where he aimed to reduce subway crime. In the 1980s, the subway faced around 15,000 felonies annually. Traditional methods like increasing budgets or deploying more police officers didn't yield significant results. Therefore, Bratton opted for a different approach by targeting minor offenses, such as public urination and fare evasion. Remarkably, this shift led to a substantial decline in serious crimes. Within just over 2 years, major felonies on the New York subway dropped by 50%. This example highlights the power of addressing small problems to create larger improvements. When facing a crisis, concentrating on minor, manageable issues can be incredibly effective. Not only is it easier to tackle small problems, but they often signal larger underlying concerns. For example, Those who jump subway turnstiles can sometimes be criminals wanted for serious offenses. Therefore, it's crucial not to overlook these small issues. Recognizing warning signs early can help you address them promptly. Take, for instance, when you're working out and notice a slight but persistent pain. Ignoring it could lead to a significant injury down the line. The same applies to new romantic relationships. Be wary of red flags like excessive drinking or disrespectful behavior towards others, such as waitstaff. Is it merely a minor flaw, or does it point to deeper issues? While you certainly don't need to stress over every little thing, being attentive to small problems while they are still manageable can prevent bigger troubles in the future. It's likely that focusing on these smaller concerns seems like common sense. Small rewards boost employee motivation and participation. It may be surprising, but small rewards often prove to be more effective than large ones. Take, for example, employee suggestion programs. In the United States, participation rates are relatively low, hovering around 25%, with many employee ideas getting rejected. In contrast, about 75% of employees in Japan engage in these programs, and most suggestions are accepted. This significant difference can be attributed to the nature of the rewards. American employees typically receive substantial prizes, averaging around $450, while Japanese employees are rewarded with items valued at less than $4. At Toyota, the top suggestion of the year earns the winner a simple fountain pen instead of an extravagant gift like a car or watch. Japanese companies have recognized that smaller rewards can boost motivation, resulting in higher participation rates and more innovative ideas. The issue with larger rewards is that they often induce pressure. When there's a chance to win a significant cash prize, American employees may feel compelled to come up with something extraordinary. In contrast, smaller rewards promote a more relaxed and creative environment, allowing individuals to enjoy the task itself rather than solely focusing on the final outcome. Rewards for big changes. This mindset brings clear advantages in the workplace and can also enhance our personal lives. Maurer once encountered a businessman named Jack who was battling rheumatoid arthritis. Despite the challenges of his condition, Jack managed to stay active and mobile. How did he achieve this? By taking small steps and rewarding himself along the way. For Jack, simply getting out of bed each morning was a challenge, so he celebrated his success with a self-compliment. Good job, Jack! After he managed to walk to the gym, his reward was engaging in a friendly chat with the staff. He maintained this pattern throughout the day, treating himself to little rewards moment by moment. If you're looking for additional motivation, consider treating yourself to small pleasures. This could be as simple as enjoying a piece of chocolate, taking an extra 5 minutes of TV time, or giving yourself a mental pat on the back. Whatever it is that motivates you, remember that the small steps of Kaizen can lead to significant positive changes. Enhance relationships through small moments. Why not extend the Kaizen approach to other aspects of your life, such as relationships? Every relationship is essentially made up of countless small moments. While we often emphasize significant events like special gifts or memorable trips, it's the everyday interactions that truly influence the health of a relationship. Psychologist Professor John Gottman conducted extensive research on couples, examining their daily routines and exchanges. His findings allowed him to predict their futures with an impressive 93% accuracy, determining whether couples would remain happily married or end in divorce within a few years. As you might expect, many key indicators of relationship success lie in those small, everyday moments. Small gestures of positive attention can have a significant impact, even if they often go unnoticed. Simple acts like setting down your phone or remote when your partner arrives home, or inquiring about their dentist appointment, can reinforce a relationship and contribute to its longevity. Be aware of similar moments in your own relationships, whether romantic or platonic, and express appreciation for the little things through your words and actions. This can include complimenting your partner or showing gratitude to colleagues. You can also practice mindfulness on the road by being considerate to other drivers and allowing them space. Remember, this effort isn't just a one-time act. It aligns with the principle of Kaizen, which emphasizes continuous improvement each moment, day after day. So remain persistent and patient, and focus on enjoying the journey rather than fixating solely on the end goal. Key points. 1. Change can be tough, but small steps make it easier and less overwhelming. 2. Kaizen is about making tiny, gradual improvements in our lives. 3. Simple questions can spark creative thinking and help us tackle challenges. 4. Visualizing success prepares the mind for real-life situations, easing anxiety. 5. Taking the smallest possible actions can lead to significant progress over time. 6. Small rewards can motivate us more than big prizes, promoting a positive mindset. 7. Everyday gestures and moments in relationships matter and contribute to their strength.